Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Wu Di for Energy Medicine Radio. I'm so glad you could join in tonight and be with us. I share a lot of very interesting things, as you all know. And tonight, I have something very special. We're going to talk a little bit about neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but this is a technique that was put together years ago by two guys, Bandler and Grindler, and they put together a way of mirroring and matching people. In other words, somebody does something who's very successful. You watch them, you do the same thing that they do, and guess what? You become successful. Right on. They do some incredible techniques. And years ago, I had the opportunity to study with a lady by the name of Virginia Satir. And Virginia Satir and Bandler and Grindler got together, and they came up with some incredible ways to change your body, mind, and spirit and make these changes through suggestions. We have different ways of speaking. Some of us hear things, and some of us see things. Some of us feel things. Those are the prominent things that we have. Our prominent, I forget the words for it right now, but we have different ways of, some people it just sounds good to them. They'll use those predicates, and other people say it looks good. And if you're speaking to someone who only looks at things and they don't hear things, or if they're kinesthetic and they have to feel things, they're just not going to get it. So in the NLP technique, they teach you ways to communicate with people, the way the eyes move, the way the body moves, the way we store certain things in the body. So the easiest way to change something in your life is to change your physiology. In other words, if you just won $1 million and you're at the counter and you're about to get $1 million, I'm behind you with a little pin and I stick you right in the rear end. You're going to jump, not even going to think about the money. You're going to think about the physical. And tonight, I was so lucky because I asked the president of the fitness and certification peak performance coach, Mohi, to join us. He's an expert in NLP, and he does some incredible work to stretch out the body and make people feel good. Man, he worked on me. My back was sore. He did some stretches, showed me a few exercises, and before I knew it, man, the pain was gone. And he combines this with a lot of NLP studied with Tony Robbins. He did the fire walk. This guy is amazing. And he was brought up in Egypt. You know, Egypt, pyramids, all the exciting mystical things, all that is in his DNA. So I'd like to introduce you to my friend Mohi. Mohi, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Wood. Thank you very much for your kind words. I don't know how to match that. It's a pleasure to be here with you. You're a fine man. I appreciate your work. I appreciate all you do, and it's a privilege to be here with you.
Well, I'm so glad that you could join us, you know, and the listening audience. We do this show every other week, and sure, we're building an audience up, and people are coming in and talking and write. If any of you want to write me, you can go to drwudhi, that's drwudi@gmail.com. Write your comments and what you'd like to hear on the show and anything that you find good or bad, let us know, because we'll make more good and more bad, and you'll just dig it. So anyway, Moe, I know that you've been doing NLP for a while, and you studied with Tony Robbins, who I had the opportunity to spend a little time with. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience? What was that like, and how long ago did you do it? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's amazing. Tony is a great mentor. He's a world-renowned coach. He's a peak performance coach. He works, obviously, with top athletes, presidents, and he's very well known for his strategies to turn around people in all aspects of life, whether it's business or health. I've had the privilege of working with him. I've attended many of his work and seminars. And got to meet him personally, and I'm a big fan. And what's really amazing about him is what you said about everything being physical, and everything that you need to do is you have to change your physiology. When you see this man on stage with the kind of power that he has and the energy after 30 years of doing what he's doing, it's absolutely remarkable. So I agree with you. Everything is physical. If you want to change your life, you got to change your body first. So I'm with you on that.
I know you had a guy come in that I don't remember his name, but he was bent over. He walked, but he was always bent over. His head faced the ground. And I saw you after he came in a few times, man, he walks up straight. It's incredible to make changes. Can you tell us a little bit, first of all, about what type of work you do, in your stretching and your coaching?
Sure. Absolutely. I started out my career, managing high-end spas in Florida, Williams Island, Eden Rock. Done that for 12 years. And through my employment there, I've had the privilege of working with some, they call them celebrities, and they are. I've trained Missy Elliott, the royal family, Jordan, Mark Strickland from the Miami Heat, Roger Cedeni from the Mets, the family of Sammy Sosa. I've also had the privilege of working with many soccer players. I have a client who's a world-famed soccer player. His name is Enrique Morga, Giuseppe Colucci, and last week I've worked with Ruth Gillett. Basically, I started out my career, helping people how to lose weight. That was my initial focus, and I've done a lot of that. And many people just working with their diet and simple things that they need to do to change their lifestyle. And I was always opposing the idea of no pain, no gain. To me, it didn't work. I always understood that pleasure leads people to continue. Pain causes people to stop whatever they're doing. So I rebrand my brand, which is called M3 Lifestyle, that it would be no pain, all gain. And I became introducing simple, practical ways that really can impact somebody's health. And started using them, and the change was amazing and drastic. And started making a name for myself in that area. Unfortunately, back in 2007, I've had a major trauma in my lower back myself. And at that time, I really was not an expert in the area of injuries or back or stretches. It was I was told I'll never walk again by many physicians unless I had a surgery. And I became obsessed with learning about this area. And came across a little book you may be familiar with called Treat Your Own Back by Robert McKenzie. And
I do know that. That's a good one.
Yes, that's a good one. So, just to give the audience and yourself an idea, I was bent forward drastically. I had severe pain. I could not walk, eat, sleep, drive, do anything for about 3-4 months. I was completely in bed on ice. And it was difficult for me to, you know, to get on the floor to do those four or five stretches or exercises that he was talking about. But I guess I had the will to improve, and I did. And when I did, I started basically feeling a little bit better every day. And if I felt better every day, then I continued to do it. And then I realized that his methodology was just focusing on stretching the lower back muscles, if you're familiar with his work. But then I started combining those stretches with abdominal exercises and stretches. And what I found out that I came across almost like a miracle. I was 100% better. And at that time, I was not really looking to do this professionally or to do it as a business. I was just doing it as a way to get myself better. And my entire focus since then has been, you know, treating injuries through stretches and building the core, which is the foundation for the human body. And I'm thrilled with the results that I can achieve with clients. I get people from all over the world that come, as you see. And, you know, obviously back in my career, it was almost thrilling to work with famous people or celebrities and so on and so forth, and athletes. And my focus now is just to help as many people as I can, do group classes, sessions. I travel to do wellness events all over the world. And just helping people, giving them the tools necessary to improve their health and their well-being. So today I'm honored to tell you that, you know, nothing gives me more pleasure than just giving somebody a couple of tools that within 1 or 2 weeks, simple things that they can do, and they can be in the best shape of their life.
That's wonderful, man. Isn't it interesting in life that sometimes we have a trauma, and then that trauma changes the whole direction of one's life? You know, you're going in one career, and all of a sudden, boom, you're flat on your back, and you come out of it, and all of a sudden your life's changed, you know, a whole thing.
And
you spend, now you're spending a lot of time helping other people. And if you would have you never had a back pain, you might have never gone there. It's
that's right.
It's almost miraculous where that comes from. You know, I know all healing has a spiritual aspect to it, but becoming a healer also has a big spiritual aspect. Something comes in, and you know, it's not religious, but it is definitely spiritual. And
absolutely,
it makes one's life so much better.
Absolutely, and I would quote Tony Robbins. He always says that a lot of things in life will happen to you, good and bad. You never know if it's good or bad until much later when you look back. And obviously, during that time for me, it was a very, very painful experience. Not just physically, but morally speaking, that this was my profession. I was the guy that worked, you know, with the top athletes, and here I am laying on my bed, and I was told I'll never walk again. So morally, it was devastating for me. But on the other end, when we grow out of an experience in life, we get the need to contribute and go beyond ourselves to serve and help somebody else outside of us. And this experience definitely humbled me. And I feel a calling when I see someone that is going through this and giving them the confidence that I will get them better. And nothing makes me happier than that. Referencing that man that you talked about earlier, who was bent forward, I can just tell you a story. I was sitting down eating in a restaurant, and I see this man who was bent completely forward, his head almost to the ground, with the most severe stenosis that I've ever seen in my life. And quite frankly, at the time, I was not 100% sure that, given his condition, that I can help him. But he was cleaning the tables and he was picking up garbage and he was doing severe things. And obviously he was not someone who had resources to go to doctors or go to a therapist and so on and so forth. And I just walked up to his manager and I've asked him politely if I can help him and work with him. And it's you've seen it with your own eyes. If I had described it to somebody, they wouldn't believe it. Within 2-3 sessions, this is a man that was standing up, almost 100% normal. And to this day, I'm very honored and happy to see him, getting on with his life normally again. And you do very similar work yourself.
Well, in my training, I've had a lot of experience with body work, and eventually right. I went into acupuncture, and a lot of it I use the techniques of the programmings of NLP. That's a really important tool on what you suggest to the person and how you communicate. There's a saying, the meaning of the communication is the response you get. And
yes,
a lot of it is on people's self-talk, what they say about the, I never can do that. Oh, you have this and you have that, but me, I'm just a,
right.
And they end up in bad shape.
Yes, and to your point, everybody tells themselves the story unconsciously. And if you repeat that story long enough and loud enough, you start to believe it. And some people would say a story is that I can never lose weight. And if that's the story that you tell yourself, you're always going to manifest that and therefore never find a way that you would lose weight. And the first thing I do when I work with somebody, whether it's to lose weight or, treat their injury, is I give them the confidence to, if they want to change their life, they have to change the story. When you ask people frequently, you say, what have you done to lose weight? And they would say, I've done everything. And the truth of the matter is, if they've done everything, they would have lost weight and they would be healthy. You ask them, name a few things you've done, and they'll say 2 or 3 things that they do over and over and over again that does not help them lose weight. But if you learn your body and understand that your story affects what you do, everything in life is 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. The mind is, to your point, is a very powerful, powerful, powerful force. And the skills is 20%. Your mind is what's going to carry you through and give you the motivation that you need to lose weight, succeed, build your company, follow your dream. But if you tell yourself a lousy story over and over, it's just not going to happen. So you're absolutely correct about that.
Well, and people do it all the time.
All the time, man.
It'll never change.
All
I've
the
had
time.
This for my whole life.
All the time.
It's nice. I'm seeing a transformation right now in another lady who happens to see both of us at this time. And today she came in, she looked so beautiful today, because usually, she's not down, she's got a nice personality, but, she's in pain, so when you're in pain, it shows on her face. Today she came in, I went, wow, you look so young today. Things are changing for her.
Yes, when you feel good, when someone gives you hope in life, it begins to reflect on the way you use your body, the way you walk, the way you talk, and you and I know that everything in the body is manifested by what you tell yourself. So one of the things that I assure people when they see me, when they meet me, is that I will get them better. And the truth is, when I was going through my struggle with my injuries, nobody gave me that confidence. They would say things like, this might work, that might work, you should try this out, you should, it could be this or it could be that. And if I was going to someone to get I could have done the guessing myself. But you know, when you have confidence in what you're doing and you assure this person the certainty that you're there to help them, it's a very powerful force, and it really does impact how you feel and how this other person will follow through and trust you. And obviously, you have to have the strategies to do it. You can't just, you know, you have to be able to deliver the goods, as they say.
Yeah. You know, one thing I hate that medical doctors, I hear this all the time. There's nothing else we can do. I think he should say there's nothing else I can do, so you better find somebody else, because you hear that a lot.
Correct.
Yeah, it's nothing else I can do. Nothing else that can be done. There's always something that can be done to make the situation better.
Absolutely. 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 And unfortunately, you know, if you know, there are a lot of doctors out there doing amazing work. But the reality is when we look at disease, you know, if we divide the word disease into two, it's dis-ease on the body. And a lot of our lives today, we don't do things to prevent a catastrophe or health problems, and we begin to react to disorders when it happens by treating the body with more chemicals and, you know, more acid, and by then it's probably too late.
Well, you're going to get out. We're going to go out on a whole different subject. I don't want sure. I don't want to go there, because sometimes that really, there's an interesting story. I read a book a while. It was about a Dr. Bichamp and Louis Pasteur, and they both had different opinions about how to heal the body. Bichamp said it was the milieu, you know, like our internal garden, our biological terrain. So if you had a garden and the garden was very acidic, it would be hard to grow good vegetables in it.
Absolutely.
And on the contrary, he was saying, Louis Pasteur was saying, no, it's the disease, it's the germ. If we could kill the germ, then you won't suffer. And unfortunately, you make more money if you're selling something to kill the germ than you are to just get the body better by changing
Correct.
Things.
And if you
mentally,
if you
physically.
Symptoms, yes.
And here we're living in
symptoms,
a society where we're still trying to kill the germ.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know,
well,
so
I'm sure
when
you know
you,
the
work of. Go ahead, I didn't hear you.
No, I'm sorry. I was saying that, you know, there's a book out called, you know, One Answer to Cancer, basically, and it talks about that even cancer cells cannot live in an alkaline environment. So if you tell somebody one thing to change their life is to alkaline your body, you know.
Right,
up,
and that's really helpful.
Absolutely.
And people don't believe, you know, they don't believe in change, they don't believe in health, they don't believe in action. And you know, what's unfortunate is I have it all the time. They come into the office and they have a belief that they're a certain way. So they're living
right.
their life according to what they believe, because their doctor or their teacher or their wife or somebody told them something and it's stuck and they believe that. And if you hang out in that headspace of believing something that's not particularly healthy for you, guess what? You're going to get it. We always get what we think about the most. If I think
I agree
that
with
I'm great,
1,000%.
Yeah, if I think I'm great, I'm great. If I think I'm bad, I'm bad. Whatever you think about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know, so,
I agree. The two forces.
Yeah,
there's two forces that control everything that we do, Doc. And as you know, it's what we believe and what we value. If you have a belief that you can't change, or that you won't change, or that nothing will work, then you won't do it. And if you value health you're definitely going to build some rituals that would make you healthy. I mean, people that value health, they have some ritual that says, I eat healthy food and I wake up in the morning or the evening or after work and I exercise. But if somebody else does not value that, then they're going to go in a whole different direction. So you're going to value, you know, health, and you have to believe that I don't think there's anything more important than being healthy, being energetic. And that's what you and I strive for with our patients or our clients. And I don't think there's anything more important than being healthy. And my whole life changed when, at a young age, I was 14, my sister passed away. And later on, my father developed cancer. And now I'm dealing with a situation where my mom has Parkinson's disease. So, you know, when you have these, you know, traumas in life, you begin to understand that you do everything you can, man, to make yourself healthy and continue helping your loved ones and spread the love and spread the knowledge and help as many people as you can. And it's not difficult.
Right. When I write a blog, at the end of the blog, I always wish everybody health, wealth, and happiness. And really, health is the number one, because if you're healthy, you can work, you can be wealthy, you can have a relationship, you can have whatever you want. But health is the number one. So that's what our office is about. That's what we're about. That's what I do. That's what Moe does. And when we're talking about health, we're talking about health mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. It's every aspect of our health to make us whole. When they talk about whole foods, whole healing, whole life, that's a whole. That's every part of you. And that's where the NLP comes in. It helps to change the program of the mind, the stretching and the body work and the acupuncture and the herbs and the foods and all that. That's all there to make you a better person, to make you healthy in every way. And people have been writing about it for years, but we forget because we have an interesting situation. We have companies who are making a lot of money, you know, and God bless them. There's nothing wrong with money. They say if you're poor or you're rich, it's always good to have money. So what happens is advertisers start to sell us things. Wonder Bread, wonder about this, I wonder about that. And before you know it,
right,
you're going along with the norm. You're following the sheep. And guess what? Right now, I hear every day I turn on that television, or I don't turn it on every day, but if I do, there's always a commercial for some form of drug. Not drugs like street drugs, but, you know, some kind, you know, they're selling something. Is this for you? Tell your doctor, is that for you? I heard that the sales of those companies went up 1,000%. I want everybody to visualize this for a moment. Imagine the amount of income that you get every month. Now imagine it's 1,000 times bigger than it is. Woo, baby, you got a lot of money now. So if you have a lot of money, you can do a lot of advertising. You can get a lot of people to make some laws for you. You can get lobbyists. You can do everything. And that's why we got all those commercials talking about drugs. So friends of mine who are medical doctors, they said it's horrible because a patient comes in and he says, I need Cialis or whatever, Jazz, I need something. And the doctor's saying, no, that's not for you. And the patient will say, I want that, I want that. I read it, I heard it on television. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to go somewhere else. So what happens is now the drug companies are dictating the patient's health. And this makes it hard on the doctors, and it makes it hard on the patient because he may not be getting the right thing because now he's sort of trying to self-medicate because he heard it on television. Wake up, amazing people! It's time to shut off the TV because that's not about your health.
to your point, I've had some physicians that came to visit from Australia, and it was their first time in the United States. And the first thing he said he was amazed by the amount of advertisement for commercials about medication. It's almost to the point, like, it's like one every minute. And I have had the privilege of working for a drug testing facility that will be testing the phase one and phase two of many drugs. And I was shocked to see the level of inhumane treatment that, unfortunately, people have to go through as guinea pigs to be almost testing these drugs and the side effects and everything else. So I can tell you, man, if people just eat 70% of green food, drink a lot of water, alkaline their bodies, that alone would produce miracle in how they feel. And I'm usually confronted by people saying to me, well, how about if I eat this and I eat this? And I said, listen, I said 70%. 30% is all the other stuff that you eat. But you have to give your body what it needs to be alive and to be well. And for many years, we focused on health as being the absence of, you know, disease, and that's not what health is. Health is having energy in, you know, is walking up straight and not having pains and aches, is not, you know, walking 10 steps and being breathless. So, you know, if you want to change your life, change your diet, change what you put into your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately.
And you're a living example of that. I couldn't believe when I saw you and I've asked you how old you are and you said your age, I was amazed. I mean, you look like a young man in your 40s, and I know your diet. I see that you always have NutriBullet and sticking the greens and taking your herbs and your enzymes and all that. So you're a living example of what being healthy and having vitality and energy is all about.
Well, thank you. You know, I've always spent a lot of time working on my health. You know, the system that I've learned, you know, the Chinese system of healthcare, a lot of it talks about longevity, anti-aging, slowing down the aging process. And that doesn't include McDonald's. It doesn't have any McDonald's in it at all. It doesn't have a Burger King. It doesn't really. I'll tell you, if I had 5 hamburgers, that would have been a lot at one
really?
Of those places.
Wow.
Well, it's never been, you know, I just went, whoa, cheap hamburgers. No, I think I'll pass.
okay.
And, you know, but I talk to a lot of people. You know, I'm sort of a friendly guy. I got some things to say. And I was talking to a guy. He worked at Starbucks and doesn't come from a real wealthy family. You know, he's brought up in Florida. And I said, hey, man. Okay. You shouldn't be eating that stuff because that stuff could kill you. And he said, Dr. Wu, he said, I can get a hamburger, French fries, and a soda for $5. He said, I can't afford $20, $15 for lunch. So I told him this story, an interesting story. When I lived in Venezuela, and I taught there. I ran a spiritual center there. And I didn't have a car, so if I wanted to go anywhere, I had to get on this little bus. So, you know, a little bus
right.
takes you around town. And when you get off the bus, you have to pay. So they take you
right.
where you are, and then when you get to where you're going, they say it's so much money and you got to pay. So anyway, so I came to Florida, and I did have a car here, but my car broke down. I said, well, that's no problem. I'll take the bus. So I got on the bus, and a guy charged me when I got on the bus. So either way, you got to pay. You either got to pay when you get on the bus or you got to pay when you get off the bus. But there is no free ride. So When you Correct. Spend some time and you work on your health and your wealth and your happiness and your vitality, and what you say to yourself is most important. If you say it's a shitty day, guess what? It is. And if you say it's a great day, guess what? It is, man. You're in charge.
Yes, but I have also heard, Doc, and I don't know about you, but I've also heard this argument for a long time that people say that it's cheaper to eat unhealthy food than it is to eat healthy food. And
it is cheaper in the beginning. In the beginning, it's cheaper, but man, when you get to get off that bus, you got to pay. Woo-ee, you got to pay with your life.
Well, but even then, I mean, he's saying to you that for $5 he can get all this junk that he eats, but at the end right. of the day, he has a choice, he can go to Costco and for $1 buy a big bag of beans and feed himself and his whole family for a day.
That's true.
Healthy food is not that expensive. You can buy a whole thing of lettuce and cucumbers and tomatoes and beans and rice, and that's $5, and you can eat that for the whole day.
That's true.
Yes, it's really not cheaper to eat unhealthy food. They make it sound like that, but it really isn't.
And in the long run, it sure isn't. You know,
because as you get older,
I've always eaten pretty healthy. You know, it's not that I didn't eat a hot dog once in a while, but like you said, most of the time, 70 or 80% of the time, I ate good food. And then every so often, I'd have a chocolate sundae or, you know, something like that. You know, the emotional body wants, I want a piece of chocolate now. Woo!
But, again, one of the things that I advise people to do, for instance, you know, is that no one is going to walk around with a calculator, you know, and calculating how many calories they ate today, and that's not really practical. But if I tell this to everyone, I said, look, if you drink water, which, by the way, doesn't cost anything before you eat, eat some vegetables as your second meal, and then third, eat whatever else you eat, you'll notice that your body got filled with everything that's good for you first, and then you can eat the rest. And I find that to be a very practical solution that anybody can do. Before you sit down and eat anything, drink some water, eat some vegetables, and one of the things you're going to notice immediately is that you're going to get full. Give your body what it needs first, and then eat the emotional stuff after. What do you say about that?
I say there's always room for dessert.
Me too. Why not, right?
Yeah, right. That's the fun part. You know, you have to make health fun too. You have to make it fun. You know, people say, "Oh, I don't want to exercise. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that." Well, they've never done it. How do they know it's no good? You know, you start something, and before you know it, you're going, boy, this is great. I feel better. I sleep better. I go to the bathroom better. My mind works better. You know, things start
That's
to
it.
Change.
And then you have momentum.
Up.
That's right. That's right. And you know, unfortunately, you know, in my profession, like I started this discussion, it was always said that no pain, no gain. So most health coaches or most trainers sort of like love the idea of beating up somebody and pushing them too hard too soon. And what I do is for, you know, the first 1 week or 2 weeks, I don't even push weights with people. I like you see, I take them, I do some core training, stretches for the lower back, stretches for the abs, you know, stretching for the hamstrings, you know, making the body feel pleasant. And once you feel your body in its natural alignment, and you change your eating habits slowly, you cannot not do this again. It becomes almost addicting in a way. So I think there's a lot to be said that when you're starting this journey of being healthy, like I said, you know, make sure your diet is 70% green food, lots of water, lots of fruit, and start by 1 or 2 weeks just taking a simple walk, you know, stretching, working your back. And once you do that, you're going to see how amazing you feel. And from there, you have the foundation to build on.
Exactly. If you start to feel good, like that lady, she came in today. I said, how are you feeling? She said, I'm feeling much better. That's
okay.
For a practitioner, for a doctor or a healer or a whatever, you go, it puts a smile on my face and puts a smile in my heart. That's what it does. It's like, wow, you feel better. That's great. She said, you think the two of you would come to New York for the summer? That's what she wanted to know.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I think that... at the Hamptons. Well, anyway, you know, as you work on it on a mental, emotional level, and you start to open up to new things, then it starts to happen because it's all in the visualization. If you want something, no matter what, you want to build a house. Before you build a house, you have to say, I want to build a house. Then you got to get an architect. You got to tell them what to do and get an idea and say, no, I don't like this. I like that. I see a turret. I see this. And now you have this whole plan. You didn't even build the house yet. You know, we're just talking about the house. And eventually, if you keep on it, it'll turn into a house. All of a sudden, wow, you'll have a house. But you have to say, I want a house. I want a home. I want to buy something.
That is so true. Everything costs. In your what you visualize, and you know, once you one of the things that I say to people is that everyone believes that they have unlimited potential, and if you believe that you have unlimited potential, you start to take action. When you take action, you get results, and then when you get results, then you go back and you say, "See, I have unlimited potential," and your belief gets better, your strategy gets better, and the cycle goes more and more. And visualization is really important. Imagining your desires and seeing them, first gets you to get there faster, a lot faster. And your brain doesn't know the difference between something you vividly imagine and something that you're actually experiencing. And you know that yourself, and you do this with your patients. And, you know, I witness all the amazing work that you do and the transformation that you do with your clients. And it's what we live for, making people visualize results, seeing this person from the other side that is healthy, full of vitality, full of energy, and then the rest is just taking small steps to get there.
Moe, can you tell us a little bit about your program, the M3 Lifestyle?
Correct. M3 stands for...
How do people even find out about it? Or where do they... Can they call you?
They can go on... Sure. They can go on to my website, www.m3lifestyle.com. And M3 stands for mindset, which is the mind that we talk about all the time. Motivation through moderation. So... M3, again, mindset, motivation, moderation. And that's been my philosophy of life. So that's my website. I can be reached with my phone number, 786-509-1909. And to your question about my company, we was practically the only company in the world that combine psychology, nutrition, and exercise into one product together. So we believe in the power of the mind, which is 80%. And with that, the nutrition, solid nutrition, and then essentially, it is the physical activity. And most of our physical activities is about core training, stretching. And it's amazing, you know, simple, small steps, wait long-term and keep it off unless they cleanse and detox their body first. And the cleansing and the detoxing, obviously, as you know, is making sure that you hydrate your body and you eat a lot of live green food. If you're not going to eat it, you're going to drink it.
And we're back on the air with Dr. Woody and Mohe. Mohe, are you there?
I am here.
Great. Well, anyway, it's very fortunate that we're able to have an audience and have this media that we can share with people. I know both of us have in our hearts on the value of health, happiness, making our lives better, as well as our, first of all, our families and our friends and our community. And, you know, we're both in Florida and the United States and the planet, and we're doing everything we can. And just to have the opportunity to speak to all of you about how to make these changes in your mind, with your food, with your exercise, it will change and rock your world, and I can guarantee it. It's changed mine, and it's changed Moe's, and it changes everyone who comes in contact with us. Why? Because we are focused on making it better. And guess what? It gets better. That's true, isn't it?
Yes. We do it every day, all day, Doc.
Right, that's what we do. That's the nature of it. And if we had more people doing that and it spreads, what would happen is this whole planet would transform. There's really no world, there's no reason for war, and there's really no reason for not having food. I mean, all of these resources are here right now. And it's just opening up and start by just doing something for yourself, even if it's just drinking more water. You start the littlest thing, and it'll grow and grow. You know, if we're in a room and it's total darkness and there's no light at all, it's just black, and somebody pokes a pinhole, and through that pinhole, light comes through that pinhole, guess what? The room is no longer dark. So you make those changes no matter how little they are. Remember that there was a guy, Tom Hopkins, remember him? He was a motivational speaker. And I remember years ago he was saying in the audience, he said, how many of you people have been bitten by a lion? Nobody raised their hand. How many of you people have been bitten by a shark? Nobody raised their hand. How many of you people have been bit by a tiger? Nobody raised their hand. How many people of you out there have been bit by a mosquito? And every hand in the room went out. And he said, see, it's the little things that get you. And I always remember that story. And it's just a little example.
Absolutely. It's the little rituals, the little things that everybody does. It's, you know, when there's a catastrophe in life, you know, people think it just happened. And it was actually a failure to do the little stuff. Failure to drink your water, eat your vegetables, or failure to make a phone call for your business. It's all the little stuff that adds up to problems. So you're absolutely right.
Or all the little stuff that adds up to make it better, too. It goes both ways.
I agree. 1,000%.
Yeah, so I would like everybody in the listening audience to drink a glass of water and say something to yourself that will make a change. You could look in the mirror and you can say, whoa, I look so good, I must be going to a party. You could say anything.
Right.
I am happy, I feel good, I feel great, I feel my body radiate. You can make a little poem. You can do a little dance. You know when those football players, and they score and they do that little dance? That dance call they do. You know when he finally gets in and he goes through and he gets a touchdown and he does a little dance. Do-do-do-do-do-do. That little victory dance. Do a little victory dance. Just make a little change. Do something silly. Something out of character. Something to open up new channels.
you know, what we focus on, we manifest. You know, what's wrong is always out there, and what's also right is always out there. And I love, you know, the positive can-do attitude. And if you start up your day every day by just closing your eyes and going into a gratitude exercise, just thanking God or thanking nature for everything that is provided to you that you didn't have to do anything for, and count your blessings, I believe that your day will be absolutely, absolutely 100% better. And that's something I'm careful about doing. The minute I open my eyes, I always give my gratitude for my family, for my health, for my friends, and, you know, visualizing, you know, if I have a project that's about to happen, I actually visualize it that it already happened. And, you know, people hear these things and they think it's phony, but it's actually very true. So when you're grateful, fear disappears. And fear is physical, as you understand that, Doc. And right. You can't have fear when you have gratitude. And there's so much in life that we have to be grateful for.
An attitude of gratitude.
An attitude of gratitude.
An attitude of gratitude. If we all have an attitude of gratitude, it'll rock your world. It'll make you better. It'll make your health better. It'll make your family better, your friends better. It'll make everything better.
Yeah, so noticing the little things. It doesn't need to be the big stuff, you know? You know, I have a beautiful daughter. I have a beautiful wife. I have a lot of friends. I have beautiful family. And that's all important to me, and my health and my ventures of life and the people that I serve and help. But, you know, it doesn't hurt when you, you know, take a look at, you know, some nature or some water or taking the time to breathe. And, you know, most people don't even know how to breathe anymore because it's so stressful and everyone is looking at their iPhones all the time and texting and tweeting and emailing. You know, have some time for yourself.
Right. I was just in Michigan for Mother's Day, and I always get up early and do a little walk and a training, and I was fortunate enough to walk down the block, and I came upon a waterfall. And you don't see too many waterfalls in Florida because it's flat, but in Michigan there was this waterfall, and there were geese on the pond, and whew, I just hung out, and the trees were, you know, it's spring there, trees were blooming. It was so incredible, and I just went, whew, I am so lucky to be here. And that, just that little bit of gratitude opened up everything, and as I walked around, I could just feel it in my heart. And then I saw this girl, you know, this is like 6:30 in the morning, and usually, you know, women don't usually talk. She said, "Hi, good morning, sir." Good morning. She said, "If you watch the pond, you'll see big fish jump." And I went, "Wow, thank you so much." And I was just opening up my heart to the nature, and she picked it up and said, "There you go, baby. Watch for the big fish." It was beautiful. So we're just about out of time. You know, I told you an hour goes quick when we have wonderful things to share. You know, it's like, wow, this is fun. I feel much better doing the show because all we talked about is how wonderful things are. And, of course, they're going to be wonderful. So, Moe, will you give us your phone number again and your website just to make sure people get it?
Absolutely. I want to thank you, number one, for giving me this great opportunity. It actually was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Once again, my website is www.m3lifestyle.com. And my phone number is 786-509-1909.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate spending some time with you, going through these things, and turning people on to a better life and opening up to that attitude of gratitude. I think I'll put that
thank
on my
you. Thank card. Thank you. You're a great soul, Doc, and it's a privilege to work with you, being around you. You're a positive guy. You're a great dude. You help a lot of people, and you're a role model. So I appreciate all you do. I appreciate the episode.
All right. Well, thank you, and maybe you'll come on the show again in a few months. It was wonderful having
Absolutely.
You, Mo. Thanks.
Absolutely. Anytime you need me, I am there. It's a privilege.
All right. So I want to thank our listening audience tonight for coming on the show. This show will be on again in 2 weeks, not next Tuesday, but a week from, and I'll bring you another special guest, and we'll talk about something to make your life better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. Man, you're going to feel great, because I feel great just doing these shows. These shows change my attitude to gratitude. It opens up things in my heart, which opens up the things in my organs. My body feels better. My cells feel better. Everything starts to vibrate. So as it vibrates, any cell that's not strong dies off. New cells are built. And then I have a whole energy field inside of me, a ball of light. White light streaming through my body, radiating out, and I get to touch people all day and change their lives. And that's what the healing is. You heal from the inside out, and as you work with people and as you smile, I mean, I always say hello to people. You got to say hello, because if not, people walk down with their heads down. So in 2 weeks, we're going to do another great show. And until then, it's Dr. Wu Di thanking you for coming on the bbsradio.com/energymedicineshow.
Join Dr. Wu Di every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.